be waving it, of course. But there is no magic wand to wave right now. So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory. And success. Laura and I are rooting for you tonight. And good luck.
You bet your ass.
I love this song.
Shake, Laura.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd...
Show, 877-365-3636. Get on the line to play Power of 10. We're going to play the game right now. Beth Ann's all excited. You know why?
Why?
Found a man?
No. CK really didn't give Drab, you know, the authority to be the main person.
Right.
She's practically giddy. She's been in a better mood since that happened.
She's going to murder somebody now.
She was very, very uptight about the fact that CK had left and apparently put someone else in charge. She feels that she should be the heir apparent. We'll have to get into her head and figure exactly why she's not happy, you know, with this job and why she wants to be the big
boss. Well, she could have CK's job. All she has to do is stay in the office for 17 hours a day and watch her hair fall out. Yeah.
You know, that is that not dueling work ethics right there?
Yeah, true enough.
You put CK and Beth Ann together, my God.
Kaboom.
You know, today I drove her crazy because I called her at about 8:45, and she was on the way into the office. I said, it's 8:45. You're not there yet?
Sleeping in?
She starts to give me like a legitimate
excuses,
example.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, stop. Stop. Relax. All right, let's play Power of 10, Rob.
We should breed those two.
I think they would make a super program.
Not like she didn't try.
They would give birth to like a diesel engine.
She tried her damnedest, Buzz. It just didn't work out.
She's still trying.
All right, we've got the contestants on the line. We have the questions in hand. Buzz, do you have the scorecard over there?
I am ready.
This is Power of 10. This is the way this game works. We're going to ask you a question. It is a true or false question. You can move up the ladder. Our very first question will be valued at $1. If you answer that correctly, you'll be able to play for the $2 question all the way up to the ladder and the grand prize of...
$512.
$512 if you are the correct person. You know what I don't have?
What don't you have?
Retard says what? I don't have my little money scale.
Oh, I have one here.
Do you have the money scale?
I do. I have one handy.
I'll make one for you, too, Buzz.
Thank you very much, because I'm a tard.
No.
Well, it's tough to figure
out. You're the master of ceremonies, or the MC.
Are you ready to play the game?
Ready.
Yes.
Let's get to it right now. Let's
remember,
go to, yes?
Respect the power of 10.
Power of 10.
Let's go to Jason in Fairfax. Jason, how are you?
Hey, good, Mike.
Jason, did you get a chance to hear it the first time we played Power of 10 on the show?
Yeah, I did.
And it was a little difficult for everybody, so we've upped the ante now, and you can feel free to bail out at any time, but if you want to play for the greater dollar amount, you will sacrifice your previous winnings. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Jason, the power of 10 compels you.
The power of 10 compels you. The power of 10 compels you. All right, here we go, Jason. Question number one. And, hey, can you get me like a big fat Sharpie so I can line out these questions when I get done with them? Thank you very much, Rob. First question for you, Mr. Jason. Albert Einstein was once offered the presidency of Israel, but he turned it down. Albert Einstein was once offered the presidency of Israel, but he turned it down.
True.
That is correct. You have won one American dollar. Are you ready to play for two American dollars?
Yes.
Let's go to question number two. The lifespan of an ostrich is usually less than 30 years. The lifespan of an ostrich is usually less than 30 years for $2. Jason.
False.
False is correct.
Yay.
Wow.
The lifespan of an ostrich is 30 to 70 years, with 50 being typical. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but I think it would depend on whether or not they lived with Michael Jackson.
This is true. That's Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen. He's here all week. All right, you ready to play for four American dollars, Jason?
Definitely.
You're a brave man, and you're doing very well. A little bit better than even the last time we played the game. Question number three for $4. G.I. Joe was originally going to be called G.I. Joel. You want it again?
Nope. False.
False is correct.
Look at him go.
For $4, are you ready to go to the fourth level and compete for eight American dollars, Jason?
Yes.
Ah, he's feeling confident.
He's a brave man.
Are you enjoying yourself so far, Jason?
Definitely.
All right. Here's your third, I'm sorry, your fourth question. For $8, there are more roads in the U.S. named Second Street than First Street. For $8, there are more roads in the United States named Second Street than First Street. True or false?
True.
That is a fact.
Yep.
Wow.
That is for $8. Second Street is the most common street name overall, followed by Third Street, then First Street. Mm. Main Street only ranks seventh.
Wow.
I had no idea.
How much money has he won?
He has won $8, and he's ready to go on to his fifth question. Mm-hmm. For $16, will you go on or will you keep your $8, Jason?
Oh, no, I'll keep going.
Wow. $16 question coming up here. Workers in vaults who handle lots of gold bars wear special metal shoes to protect their feet in case they drop one of the bars. Workers in vaults who
don't
handle...
Don't drop the bar, Charlie.
Lots, I dropped it!
Don't drop it, Charlie.
Workers in vaults who handle lots of gold bars wear special metal shoes to protect their feet in case they drop one of the bars for $16.
False.
I'm sorry. Oh. That is a true fact.
Yes.
Oh.
The shoes are made of magnesium, which is light like aluminum, but much stronger. I am terribly sorry, Jason. You did not get the $16.
Jason, you were a buzzsaw. I thought you were going to go all the way.
That's a nice job. Yeah. That's really better than anybody's done so far on Power of 10. You're to be congratulated, Jason.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for playing the game, but unfortunately, he did not win the money. We have to go to a new person. Jay from Kansas, are you there?
Hi, my shirt's off and I'm ready to play.
All right, that's a good thing to do. I'm not sure whether Jason had his shirt off, but
maybe that was the problem.
He was a bit of a buzzsaw, almost got through five questions. Are you ready to play the game, Jay?
I am.
Buzz, right. Do you have any advice for Jay?
Yes, Jay. Respect the power of 10.
Amen.
All right.
Here we go, Jay. Question number one. All right. A 12-ounce Budweiser has fewer calories than 12 ounces of apple juice. I'll give it to you again. A 12-ounce Budweiser has fewer calories than 12 ounces of apple juice, Jay, for one American dollar.
I will say that Budweiser has more calories, yes.
So you're saying...
You're saying true or false, a 12-ounce Budweiser has fewer calories than 12 ounces of apple juice.
That's a true statement.
You're absolutely correct. Roughly 140 for the Bud versus about 200 for the juice. Would you like to play for two American dollars?
No, I'd like to take my one, please.
There you go.
Oh,
yes,
sir. He respected the power of 10.
He respected the power of 10, and that's the way you're a wimp, but you got $1 to show for it. I'm going to put you on hold, okay,
Jay? We will spend more on postage.
Thanks for playing the game, candy ass.
Thank you.
All right,
we'll spend more on postage to get his release form to him than he won.
And the management absolutely adores that.
They do.
When they're not at the Borgata gambling. Let's go to Eric in Gaithersburg. Eric, you're on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon.
Familiar with how we play Power of 10?
Yes, I am. And since I know I have a feeling I won't be here for very long, I just wanted to really quickly say, Mike, congratulations. The show is great. And I just wanted to wish Don good luck in his afterlife, his after radio life. And if he ever comes back, good luck in that as well.
Thank you very much, Eric. We appreciate
that.
Shirt's off. I'm ready to go.
The shirt is off. And incidentally, that is a prerequisite. I think we'll work that into the rules.
I agree.
Please remove. Have you removed your shirt,
men
Eric?
And women.
Eric
yes.
already has.
Any advice, Buzz?
Yeah, yes. Respect the power of 10.
Amen.
And I'm rubbing my tummy for luck. Let's go.
I think we've got... You know what? We're tweaking it as we go.
Yes, we are.
Eric's shirt is off. He is ready for his $1 question. Eric, I say good luck to you. Here we go. The first commercially marketed snowboard was called a Snurfer. The first... commercially marketed snowboard
yes.
was called a Snurfer.
A
true
snurfer.
Or false?
I'm going to say false.
Yes, it was a short visit, Eric.
Goodbye.
It is true. Fact is, it is a snow surfer, and it was combined to make a Snurfer.
So, thank you, gentlemen.
You
good luck.
Thank you, Eric. Have a nice day.
New Snurfer.
All right. Well, you know, he did respect the power of 10,
but he
just didn't get out of the gates.
He got housed, is what happened.
Crying shame is what it is. Let's go to Scott in Northern Virginia. Scott, you're on the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Scott, are you ready to play the game?
Yes, sir.
Have you removed your shirt?
No, not quite. I'm in the process.
All right, we'll need you to let us know when that shirt is completely removed.
And once it is, respect the power of 10.
We're ready.
Very good. Buzz. You ready to play for $1?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's your first question for one American dollar. Mr. Scott. The San Diego Chargers of the NFL got their name because the team's first owner also ran a credit card company. I'll give it to you again, okay, Scott?
All right.
The San Diego Chargers of the NFL got their name because the team's first owner also ran a credit card company. True or false?
Well, I'd say false.
False is correct. For $1, you have won. Team owner Baron Hilton was the president of a credit card company called Carte Blanche, but the Chargers' name came from the military command fans cheer charge. You know that.
Baron Hilton!
Charge!
He's a Baron!
Charge the hill. All right, the question for you, Scott. Scott, do you want to play for $2?
I'll press on, yes.
Good yes, for you. Good. Very brave, unlike that last contestant we had. Here we go. For $2 American. Canada's official national sport is not hockey, it's lacrosse. I'll give it to you again. Canada's official national sport is not hockey, it's lacrosse.
False.
False is correct. It's both.
There we go.
I didn't know that. It's both. Hockey is the national winter sport, and lacrosse is the national summer sport.
They tried
that?
Hockey in the summer, but everyone kept drowning.
How Canadian is that? Thank you very much. Let me see. Was that his first or his second?
Second.
That was his second. You ready to play for $4?
Sure.
Hey, it sounds like you're getting a little hesitant there,
Are you
Scott?
Tired? Have we worn you out?
Yeah, that's about all I can handle.
Hey, now, Scott, it doesn't sound to me like Buzz, he is...
he's not respecting the power of 10.
Oh, sorry.
We are going to play for $4 now. You ready?
Yes.
There were only 24 episodes of the classic 1960s cartoon, The Jetsons. There were only 24 episodes of the 1960s cartoon, The Jetsons. True or false? Wait a minute. What was that in the background? Was there some... Excuse me, Scott. Is someone helping you?
No. I'm sitting on the highway. Unless I flag a car down, I don't think anyone's going to help me.
I could have sworn I heard someone in the background. And, you know, you do sound a little snarky to
me. You know what I heard? I heard the sound of disrespect.
Yes, I did. I don't think someone's respecting the power of 10. But anyway, I'll let you answer the question. What is that sound, Scott?
I'm sitting here in my car on the side of the road.
I'm hearing all sorts of sounds in the background. Would you like to explain what they are?
There's a ruckus.
Possibly cars going by. I really don't know what else to say.
All right. He's that ill at ease where I think he might be telling the truth. All right, I'll give it to you again. Only 24 episodes of the classic 60s cartoon, The Jetsons. True or false?
I'll say true.
True. That's it. You're on a roll. Very good. Good job. But they had twice as many when they brought it back in the 1980s. So that's how that worked. Are you ready to play? Was that question number 3?
It was.
I'm losing track here. Ready to play for $8, Scott?
Sure.
Now you have the option. You can keep your $4 if you choose.
Yes.
I know. That's tough. I think I'll go on, though.
He will press on. I admire that courage, Scott.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It's very, very exciting. Here we go. President Lyndon Johnson gave his...
can I take my $8?
No, you cannot. It's too late now.
I love Lyndon Johnson.
Rob just had to stop the show for a second to applaud Lyndon Johnson.
Greatest president we've ever had, Mike.
President Lyndon Johnson gave his wife a $2.58 wedding ring from Sears. President Lyndon Baines Johnson gave his wife, Linda Bird, or is it Lady Bird?
Lady Bird.
Linda Bird was his daughter. President Lyndon Johnson gave Lady Bird a $2.58 wedding ring from Sears. True or false?
False.
I am terribly sorry, Scott. Goodbye. It is a fact. I'm sorry. You knew you had trouble when you heard Lyndon Johnson, right?
Exactly.
Well, the good thing about Power 10, you can come back and play again sometime, okay, Scott?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing the game. I believed he was in his car after all that.
And now he respects.
And
the power of 10.
Got time for a couple of more here on the big show. Let us go to Jamie in Rochester. Jamie in Rochester. I was up in your neck of the woods just a couple of weekends ago. Jamie, you ready to play the game?
Yes, I am.
And you understand how the game works. You have removed your shirt, correct?
I have, and my pants, too.
Oh, well, you know, that maybe gives him a little extra credit.
Going for extra points.
And please remember the most important rule on the game.
Respect the power of 10.
I do.
All right, here we go, Jamie. There's an escalator in Hong Kong. True or false? No, no, no. Wait. There is an escalator in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
That's half a mile long. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
True is correct.
Good guess.
It's called the Central Mid-Levels Escalator. And,
yes,
and a one-way trip on it takes 20 minutes.
Oh, it's so wrong.
It connects Hong Kong's Central Business District to the Mid-Levels residential area. That is a fact. You ready to play for $2, Jamie?
I am.
All right, for $2, here we go. McDonald's once put out a pineapple and cheese sandwich. I'll give it to you again. McDonald's once put out a pineapple and cheese sandwich. True or false?
I'm going to have to say false on that.
And you're going to have to be wrong on that
one. Bye, Jamie.
It was called the Hula Burger. I am terribly sorry, Jamie. We're going to have to let
you go. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you very much for playing the game. Boy, I hope we get just a somewhat of a significant winner.
It's a tough game, but it's fun.
It really is. You know what? Really, it is a game to be respected.
That's right.
Let's go to Vaughn in Sacramento. Vaughn, you're on the show. How are you?
I am outstanding. The show is awesome, guys.
You ready to play the game? You have your shirt off?
Yes, sir. I removed the shirt, and I am respecting the power of 10.
Good for you.
Very good. It's fun when you don't have to say it, isn't
cool.
it?
That's cool.
All right, here we go. The first American Express credit cards were made out of paper. True or false, the first American Express credit cards were made out of paper for $1. What is your answer, Vaughn?
True.
True is correct. They were made out of paper. Would you like to play for $2?
Yes, sir.
Good. Brave man. Here
good
we
start.
Go. Wendy's founder Dave Thomas used to work at Kentucky Fried Chicken. True or false?
True.
True. You're rolling on it.
There you go.
He owned several KFC restaurants before starting Wendy's. He even worked with Colonel Sanders to streamline KFC's menu.
Most
I'd like to
folks.
Yeah, fly on the wall for that one. All right, you've won $2. Ready to play for $4?
Yes, sir.
All right, we got a brave one here, gentlemen. Vaughn from Sacramento. If you're being attacked by a shark, punching it in the face will only make it angrier. If you are attacked by a shark, punching it in the face will only make it angrier. True or false?
True.
I am terribly sorry.
Oh,
it
my.
Is false. A punch
that's
to the
objective.
A punch. Excuse me. You are not
respecting the power of 10.
That's right. Let me explain to you, Vaughn.
Yes, sir.
A punch to the nose can stun a shark and give you a chance to escape. You can also try poking it in the eye. We're going to have to let you go, but you have failed on the power of 10, and you have to accept that fact, Vaughn.
I accept it.
All right, take care.
That's why Mo Howard was
Godspeed.
Never attacked by a shark.
Because he could poke the shark in the eye.
In the eye.
Better than you. All right, got time for two more. We're going to see if we can get a big winner here. Here we go. Let's go to Kenny in La Plata, Maryland. Hello, Kenny. How you doing?
Good, man. How about you?
Kenny.
You know, and I'm waiting to get a lady on this because it's going to be fun when we ask this question. Kenny, do you have your shirt off?
You want me to speak in a woman's voice?
Yeah, that's all right, Kenny. We don't need that. Is your shirt removed?
My shirt is removed.
Very good. And, Kenny, let me remind you at all times, respect the power of 10. All right, you ready to play for $1?
I'm ready.
Here's your first question. The blood alcohol limit for drunk driving in Ireland is twice as high as it is in the U.S.
That's got to be true.
I am terribly sorry. It's
false. Oh, my God.
It's 0.08, which it is in most U.S. states. We are going to have to let you go, okay, Kenny? Thanks for
all
playing
right,
the
man.
Game.
Thank you very much.
All right, we got a chance to play one more time. Rob, maybe we'll get the genius. Who knows?
I hope so.
Let's go to Johnny. Johnny in Annapolis. Johnny, is your shirt off?
The shirt is off.
And you're going to respect the power of 10.
Yeah, it's been working for everyone else. Let's do this.
All right, here we go. I have a good feeling about this, Johnny. I just do.
Not me.
Here's your first question.
All right.
Some of the discounted flavors of Jell-O.
Discontinued.
Discontinued.
Reset.
It was wishful thinking. Well,
I know.
Some of the discontinued flavors of Jell-O include celery, mixed vegetable, and seasoned tomato. True or false? I'll give them to you again. Some of the discontinued flavors of Jell-O include celery, mixed vegetable, and seasoned tomato.
We're going to go with true.
True is correct.
True is true.
That's a tough question. That's a good start, Johnny. You want to play
Jell-O?
Want to play for $2?
We're going for two.
About 2% of the population has a disease known as face blindness, which keeps them from recognizing faces, even their own. True or false?
True.
That is another correct answer. If you'd like to play, and it should be, it's called prosopagnosia. Did I get that right? Prosopagnosia. I think that's what the name of the ailment is called.
Beth Ann has it.
Are you ready to play for, was that three or four?
That was his second.
It was. He's ready for number three.
$4 question. You want to play for it?
I want the $4.
Very good. Oh, well, you're going to keep the $4?
No.
Oh, no, no. We'll just start with four. We'll see how it goes.
He's going to go for the $4.
So he might quit when he gets to four. Let's go. Right. Here we go. Alaska has more coastline than all of the other U.S. states combined. Alaska has more coastline than all of the other U.S. states combined for your cherished $4 prize.
Extra value meal says true.
True is right.
Wow.
Now the pressure. You said four enough would be good. $4 would be good enough. Would you like to play for $8, Johnny?
I'm going to have to respect the power and keep going.
He's going
to
keep going.
That
good job.
Good respect.
Here we go. And this is for $8 now. The Ringling Brothers Circus was also co-founded by their one sister, but she never got any credit because they liked the name Ringling Brothers better than Ringling Family. I'll give that whole question to you one more time. The Ringling Brothers Circus, also co-founded by their one sister, but she never got any credit because they liked the name Ringling Brothers better than Ringling Family. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
False is right. Ooh. There was a Ringling sister, but she didn't have any major role in the circus until after her seven brothers died. Now the big question for you, would you like to play for $16, which would be an amazing windfall today?
All right, that's one day of parking in D.C. I'm going to go for it.
Johnny, you're the man. I respect you, and you respect the power of 10. Here we go. Sanford and Son was a remake of a popular British sitcom with white people. True or false? Sanford and Son was a remake of a popular British sitcom with white people.
I think it was a spinoff. I'm going to say false.
Second time today. I am so sorry. I really wanted you to win. It was called Steptoe and Son, and it was a spinoff of a British sitcom. Mm-hmm. All right? Sorry about that, Johnny.
I love you guys. Thanks anyway.
Good job.
Thank you.
Very good. And that was wonderful. And I should say that I think everybody respected the power of 10.
We did.
Who got farthest along on that?
Jason and Johnny, who just played, both answered four questions correctly before they succumbed to the power of 10.
I don't want to change a goddamn thing.
I love that game.
I do love that game, and I think the fact that it's tough makes people more into it, and I think we'll keep it that way.
Cool enough.
You know, eventually, really, somebody might get a run. They might get lucky, or they might just be smart. You never know.
I do love the new dollar amount.
We had a winner today. Jay won a dollar.
One American.
One winner, $1.
Fantastic. That's good. That's the power of 10. We love that game. We will play it again soon. And coming up, we'll have the final buzz of the afternoon. We will be right after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.